Welcome to the Live Free Podcast. I'm your host, Michaela Quinn, and I am a mom on a mission to help you launch, grow, and scale a profitable freelance business from home. Join me each week for tangible business advice, along with inspiring interviews, all designed to help you mom strong, work smart, and live free. If you are loving this podcast, finding yourself motivated or inspired, learning something new, or just a fan of the show, do me a favor and help me spread the message. Screenshot the episode, add it to your Insta stories, and tag me at Michaela.Quinn. Every share helps me reach more and more moms, and I may just share your share and feature you in my Insta stories too, because together we can take over the world. All right, mama, it's time. Grab your coffee, water, or wine, because we are starting. Hey there, happy Monday. It is almost May, so I wanted to spend this episode to kind of talk about one thing you can do to prep your business for summer, especially if you're looking for more work, more clients, or you have more hours that you're wanting to fill with client work and you want a simple tip, an action item to fill that time. This episode is for you. Now, before we dive in, I have a super special guest with me today. His name is, what's your name?
Thomas.
Thomas Quinn. My son, I don't normally work on Fridays. I'm recording this on Friday this week. I normally record in the week when my kids aren't around, but you know, life got a little bit crazy and two sick kiddos this week. I only had one day where I was actually able to sit in my office and I wasted that on, not wasted, but I used that time instead of working. I was like, oh, I'll have tomorrow and Thursday to plant flowers. So should not have done that, but our front yard garden is looking beautiful. So I'm fine with it. So I had to work during nap time today on a Friday when I don't normally work. And so I told Thomas that I was going to go record an episode and he was like, I want to come. So here he is recording this episode with me. It's kind of fun to let your kids see you at work and show them what it looks like to be a work at home mom, someone who runs their own business and sees it in action. This morning, we went to Wonderscope. Uh-huh. And
I found my friend James.
He saw a friend there. And so it was just a fun, special morning. Then we came home, had lunch, put two kids down for a nap. And now I'm... We also had donuts at Wonderscope. Yep. Hey, buddy, no, not a ton of interruptions, okay?
Yeah.
I forgot what I was saying. But we had just a great day. And then, put the kids down for a nap. And I'm going to get a little bit work done before we go pick up Big Sissy.
Yep.
From school and call it a good week. Not every week is going to be the most productive. There's going to be some things that come up where you're unable to work. Mm-hmm. But as a business owner, that's the beauty of running our own business. We can take time off guilt-free, restructure our week guilt-free, whether it's a hobby we want to pursue or if we need to be there to take care of our kids. So good reminder this week for me of why it's important for me personally, of why I do what I do, but also a reminder of why it's important that I show up and keep sharing with those of you who are either trying to get your businesses established or are on the fence trying to decide if this is what you want to pursue. So let's go ahead and dive in to this episode. I wanted to kind of share the backstory of where this topic came from. My Live Free Academy student group. Last week, someone asked for feedback on an email to current clients asking for referrals. I read it and it was good, but I know that if she reframed it in a different way, she might have more success with her ultimate goal. What was her ultimate goal? To fill up more of the hours she has available to work with client work. And so in that, the email that she had shared in the group was basically her just reaching out to her client saying, hey, I've loved working with you, yada, 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 like things are great, whatever. Would you happen to have any friends that also need a virtual assistant? Kind of just asking her current clients for referrals. And again, I read it and it was a good email, but I know that if she framed it in a different way, she might have more success with her ultimate goal. What was her ultimate goal? To fill up more of the hours she has available to work with client work. And so asking for a referral seemed like the best plan, right? Wrong. What I would recommend instead, now, for this strategy and this plan to work, you have to have at least one client that you are currently working with. But so what do you do instead of reaching out to current clients asking for referrals? Instead, reach out, especially right now, and just reach out to them and say something like, "Hey, Michaela, I just wanted to reach out and check in on you and see what your plans were for your business this summer. Are you planning to cut back on your working hours? Are you planning to launch any new projects or have any launches in the pipelines I need to be aware of? I wanted to check in and see because I have about however many hours you have available. I have about 20 extra hours available a month. And before I fill that with new clients, I wanted to check in with my existing clients first." When you get a chance to respond and kind of let me know what your plans are for this summer and any launches, if there's anything extra I can take off your plate, or if things are great how they are now, no problem. Just wanted to reach out and check in on you first. So here's why this works better. First, it's low-hanging fruit. You're already working with this client and summer is coming. If your clients are moms, knowing what's going to be happening in their world this summer is super important. If their kids are school-aged, summer starting, and they might be having 2, 1, 3, however many kids they have at home with them this summer while they're still running their business. Maybe they have childcare set up for that, or maybe they're like, you know what? I want to scale back and enjoy my summer with my kids. So I'm going to cut back on my working hours. Well, one thing they can do to cut back on their working hours without sacrificing some of their revenue is to delegate some of those things that they're doing that doesn't have to be them to you or someone else on their team. And so they're at a time where they need to start thinking about what is their summer plan. So number one, there's low-hanging fruit first. You already have that established relationship with them. It's easy for them to just say, oh yes, hey, let's add on 10 hours or let's add on this or let's add on 20 hours, whatever that looks like. Plus, even if they don't end up saying yes, either way, you're building a better relationship and trust with your client first because you're being proactive and reaching out to them and saying, hey, summer's coming. I know you might have kids at home or your daycare situation might change or whatever might change. So I just wanted to check in and see what your plan was and if there was anything I could do to help make this summer more enjoyable for you and your family while still running and growing your business. So it's going to show that you're being proactive with them, plus build a better relationship with them and make them just feel so loved and special and taken care of and just excellent customer service. Instead of just being focused on more clients, more clients, more clients, you're going to them and making sure your existing clients are taken care of first. And they're going to appreciate and respect that, even if they don't have, you know, have more things to delegate to you. If they don't have more things to delegate to you and they reply to that email, you might be thinking, okay, Michaela, my ultimate goal was more work. If they say no, then what? Well, then you respond to them like, awesome, great. Thanks so much for getting back to me. I'm super pumped to continue doing XYZ. While we're on the topic, you wouldn't happen to know of or have any friends or colleagues that need some extra support this summer. If you do, I would love and appreciate and be so thankful for any referrals. That's when you would ask for the referrals because you did something good for them first. We're taking care of them first. Then you come in, if it's not going to work out there, then you come in and ask for the referrals. And they might have someone to give to you, or they might not, or they might say, you know what, I'll keep it in mind. And something could come up a day later, a week later, 2 weeks later. This is just my recommendation of what I would do if you're in a position this summer where you're working with a couple clients, but you're not fully booked out yet. So I hope this was helpful for you to see a different way to approach this that is ultimately going to end up being better for you because you're building a better relationship with your client by taking this approach. And this doesn't have to be done via email. I would do it however you and your clients communicate the most. Is that Voxer? Communicate via Voxer. Is it via email? Do it via email. Is it on a weekly check-in call? Whatever makes the most sense for how you and your clients communicate, take that way to approach. That's all I had for you guys today. Just a super quick, simple tip for you to do this summer to get closer and closer to reaching your income goals and becoming booked out. All right.
Have a great week, and I'll see you next week. And before we go, Tommy, do you want to say bye?
Bye-bye.
Say thanks for listening.
In one second. I have my old hat on, and that's cool.
We'll see you later, guys.
Now, just because the episode is over doesn't mean the knowledge party has to stop. Come hang out with me and thousands of other mamas in my free Facebook group. Just search Facebook for the Live Free Podcast Mastermind with Michaela Quinn, or go to the show notes. We have it linked there. And make sure you answer the questions so our gatekeeper knows that you want in. And don't forget, sharing is caring. If you are loving this podcast, please take a moment to share it with your friends. But make sure you tag me at Michaela.Quinn on Instagram and at Michaela Quinn on Facebook. See you next week.